from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, 14 figure skaters are believed to have died in last night's crash involving an American Airlines flight and military helicopter near Washington, D.C. Ice skating legend Nancy Kerrigan spoke from the Skating Club of Boston.
I feel for the athletes, the skaters, and their families, but anyone that was on that plane, not just the skaters, because it's just such a tragic event.
The club CEO called it a major loss for the skating community. Six of the passengers were connected to the Ice Skating Club of Boston, including two skaters, two coaches, and two mothers. Fourth graders are falling more behind in reading skills and still behind where they were before the pandemic. The National Assessment of Educational Progress is detailing their latest findings. Despite record spending on education, the data shows reading levels in New Jersey continue to fall. This was true even before the pandemic. New Jersey is ahead of the national average, but barely. Math scores in New Jersey have been falling since 2015. And it's a sight to see in Cape May County as parts of the Delaware Bay are now iced up.
This is actually dissipating somewhat. It was frozen further out. None of the boats could get out.
Observers say large chunks of ice have been washing up along the shore. Brick Mayor Lisa Crade is pushing back against an online petition drive that's calling for a unified city concept among five Ocean County communities. The proposal would combine Brick, Toms River, Lakewood, Manchester, and Jackson townships. The petition urges residents to create a community where families and businesses can thrive. But Mayor Crade says the municipality has no interest in and will not seek to join another community to create a combined city. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Spirit Airlines is turning down a proposed merger with Frontier Airlines. Frontier has been trying to merge with Spirit since 2022 when the Denver-based company lost a bidding war with JetBlue. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 168 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Storm system rolling in tomorrow. Let's dig into our wet weather timeline so you can plan accordingly. Get that umbrella ready to go. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with rising temperatures, mainly in the 30s. Tomorrow is going to be a wet day overall. Scattered rain in the morning, becoming steadier and heavier in the afternoon and early evening, wrapping up tomorrow night. Total rainfall, half inch to an inch. We really need it. Now, there could be some wintry mix and icy spots only in North Jersey. Only tomorrow morning. Some gusty winds possible tomorrow afternoon, too. Highs tomorrow, 40 to the north, 50 to the south. Saturday, the sun comes out. It'll be breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Chance of a shower on Sunday. Could be a snow shower. Highs in the upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Sussex, 30 degrees. Trenton, 36. Egg Harbor Township, 37. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.